Hands still raised, still praying in the Holy Ghost, saints. Until I feel the release, we will pray the salvation prayer. But I still feel that there's some people. You've not flipped on this channel by mistake, sir. Ma'am, you've not flipped on this channel by mistake. As you've been praying for your children, as you've been trusting for their salvation, it starts with you as the head of that home. Yes, I'm speaking to you. It starts with you as the head of that home. You've threatened your child. You told them that the church is not the place to be. You will always be like how I am. Today marks your day of turnaround. Today marks your day of turnaround. No more condemnation. No more condemnation. If you'd like to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior right now, with every eye closed, even in this place, every hand raised, this decision you make with your heart, this decision you make with your spirit, because today everything changes. I want us all to repeat this prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I repent of all my sins. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free. I believe that you died for me, and on the third day you rose again, and that you're coming back again for me. Today I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for your word, and a holy boldness to preach, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Today, I'm saved. I'm born again. And I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my life. Amen. 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 Come on, you can celebrate. All of heaven is celebrating one salvation coming to Jesus. Praise God forevermore. I want you to get a hold of us. The email address is info@thenxt.tv. info@thenxt.tv. And if you're in this place, I want you to raise your hand right now. There's some ushers that are going to come to you. If you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, come on, you can celebrate those hands that are being raised in this place all around the world. You just prayed that prayer. Hell lost another one. Look at someone next to you in this place and in your homes and say, hell lost another one. I declare to you and I decree to you that your best days are ahead of you. If you believe that, give Jesus the biggest shout of praise one more time. Your best days are ahead of you. Your best days are ahead of you. Glory to God. As you take your seats, bump someone next to you with your elbow. Whatever you need to do, bump them and look at them and shout, God is good. God is good. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your glorious name. We thank you for every single one of those souls that have just come in. Those souls who accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior. Use them for your glory in Jesus' name. Tonight, as we get into the incorruptible, inspired word of God, may it produce in every single life, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I was preparing for this, the Lord challenged me and said, Jade, I want my people to live like me. I want my people to look like me. I want my people to experience the reality of what's found in the Word. For the Bible declares that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh, whom we know today as Jesus Christ. And He expects us to live in this reality, the reality of the Word. Amen. You see, every single one of you, I want you to write this down. Write this down in your homes and in this place. I wasn't called to be like other Christians. I was called to be like Christ. You see, so many times is we have this identity crisis because we look at the world and we look at other Christians and we look at Instagram and we look at social media. We look at all of these things and we look at other Christians' lives and we try to emulate other Christians. We're not called to emulate other Christians. We're called to look like Christ. We're called to be as He is. So are we in this world. So you weren't called to be like other Christians. You were called to be like Christ. Now you say, Jade, my goodness, what does that even mean? How does that even make sense in this hour that we're living in? How do I look like Christ? How do I act like Christ? I'm in a crisis right now. How can I even be like Christ? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, Paul writes and he says this, for in Him, everybody say, in Him, we live and move and have our being. We live and move and have our being in Christ. You see, as a child of God, your life is now in Christ. That means there's absolutely nothing ordinary about you. That means you may have come into this place feeling ordinary, just a number. You got your free food, whatever it may be, however you got here, or watching right now. You're not ordinary. When you accept Jesus Christ on the inside of you as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed. I want you to shout this out loud and say this, I am anointed. Not annoying. You're not annoying. You're a blessing. You're not a burden. You see, we are called to follow those who through faith and patience inherited the promises of God. You see, you have no business following anybody who's not following Christ. That means you've got to take a look at your Instagram. That means you've got to take a look at your social media, your other life that you have on the side under G's. That life that everybody says, it's a bit woke, don't you think? Don't you think that life is a bit too lit for this hour? No, but I'm the light of the world. To be the light of the world, you need to change lives. And you do so because you are anointed. The Bible says, follow me. Paul writes and says, follow me as I follow Christ. That means that even right now, as you're participating, you're following us because we've heard the voice of God to do what we're doing today. You're following the message of Christ. We're following the message of the gospel. And that's what changes lives. It's in Him that we live and move and have our being. You see, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. Paul writes this and he says, it is no longer I who live. You see, it's only dead flesh. It's only when you die to yourself that you can truly live for Christ. It's only when you die to yourself that you can truly live for Christ. Now, what does that mean? Let's make it practical. You see, anything that goes before God, anything that is ahead of God in your life is an idol. And what does God do to idols? He usually destroys them. But the thing is this, today He's given us a free will. He's given you a choice to make because He loves you so much. The reality is this, the life that we now live. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I want you to write that scripture down. It says, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved Himself and gave Himself for me. He loved you so much that He gave Himself for you. And you need to catch that reality today, that you're not who you used to be. You're not who the world said you were. You're not who people said you were. You're not your family. You're not the sin that you committed. You're not who people say you are. You see, the world today is looking for you just to fit in. Just wants you to settle. Wants you to compromise. Wants you to accept the status quo. You're not called to fit in. You're called to stand out as a child of God. You see, we're in the month of Over the Top October, and this is what I've realized. If my life still looks like it looked like in September, then I'm still living back. I'm still looking back. But by faith, you don't look back. You move forward in faith. You draw near unto Christ because it is He that is before you, the author and the finisher of your faith. But you say, Jade, I'm at varsity. I'm in the workplace. I'm at school. Everybody's doing it. Is everybody doing it? Is everybody really doing it? I remember as a kid growing up, I used to say to my dad, you know, Dad, everybody has it. And my dad would ask me, does everybody really have it? My dad's Indian, by the way. I'm sure he's watching. Does everybody really have it? You see, the world looks one way. We're not called to look like the world. And even as we sang that song, the remnant looks different. The remnant smells different. The remnant carries the fire of God. Are there any people that carry the fire of God? Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, nothing under the feet of Jesus has any legal right to be over your head. Let me say that again. Nothing under the feet of Jesus has any legal right to be over your head. That means sickness, that means disease, that means lack, that means poverty, that means failure. That means whatever it is that you've been through before, it does not have any right to be over your head. The Bible says that we are seated, not just above. According to Scripture, we are seated far above, high above all principalities, all powers, all rulers of darkness in the high places. Now, Jade, you may say, but Jade, this is all just so intense for me. How do I make practical sense of all of this in a life filled with so many distractions, disruptions, delays, struggles? The thing is this, it's the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible, that changes lives, that will change your life today. And as the word of God is coming on the inside of you and it's birthing something on the inside of you, you need to catch this in your spirit. That if you were ordinary, you wouldn't be here today. In other words, it's too late for the devil. In other words, it's too late for what he thought he could do against you. You see, the devil may have a plot, but God has a plan. And that plan is to prosper you. That plan's not to harm you. That plan's to give you a hope and a glorious future. If you believe that, shout Jesus! Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I want you to write these, as now would say, keys down. What do? Keys open doors. Now the keys to living like Christ. Write these two down. I've just got two. In case you lose them, you can put them on a key ring. Keep them safe in your Bible. The first one is this. Know God. Not N-O God. Know God. K-N-O-W. Hey, I paused. I was like, hey, shucks. Hey, now what are you doing to me? K-N-O-W. Shucks. My goodness. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Running out of words. Know God. Hey, hallelujah. Don't just know about Him. Don't just know of Him, but know Him. Know Him. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 says this. And Paul writes and he says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. That I may know Him. That was written from an intimate place of knowing God the Father. Not knowing of Him. You see, you can go into Instagram right now and know of someone else's relationship with God. Just because they have there in their bio, God. And then at the bottom, Aquarius. Hey! Please, man. There is only one God, and it's the great I Am, the Most High God. Come on, you can get excited about that. The Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why look at something that God created when we can have the Creator? Praise God. Know God, not about Him, not of Him. Know Him. Intimately know Him. Daniel 11:32 says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The people who know their God, not know of Him, know about Him. Maybe you've, your whole family, your life has been saved. Your whole family like, man, I'm saved. You're not saved by virtue of your family's relationship with God. I'm not married to my wife through my father-in-law, even though I had to get his permission. The difference is this, is that many times we look at social media and we're like, man, I've got it in my bio, so I should be fine. I put up a few statuses about Jesus now and then. That means I'm anointed. No, you're actually annoying. The reality is this. Do you truly know God for yourself? That when one day when He comes back and you stand before Him, it'll be good. Well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the real flex. Well done, my good and faithful servant has still and will always be the realest flex. That's goals. Talk to me about goals, man. I want to be doing the... Hey. Well done, my good and faithful servant is my goal. Paul says, this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind me, I press on. To know Christ, to know Him. The second key is this, and you can write this down. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. It could have just said, let the Word of God dwell. There's a significant difference between dwelling and visiting. You see, when you go to a hotel, what do you usually do at a hotel? Do you dwell there? Maybe you go to a 7-star resort, 100,000 a night, 100,000 rand. If you can dwell there, praise God for unlimited prosperity. But you visit there for some time and you have a good time. God doesn't just want us to dwell, He doesn't just want us to visit His presence. You know, like, Lord, can I just check in now? And I'll give you a few moments, maybe 2 days, then I'll boost. No. God wants you to dwell in the presence of God. David says, I was glad when they said, not sad. I was glad when they said, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Psalm 91 says, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. You only have a right to say that He is your Lord and your Savior when you dwell. I would rather dwell in the house than visit the world. I would rather dwell in the house of the Lord than partake in the world's superficial, fake agenda. Because that's not what you're called to. But again, whatever you subscribe to, you submit to. When you subscribe wholly to the Word of God, because Christ is your life, you submit to the reality of the finished work of the cross in your life, which gives you access to supernatural victory in this life now. You know, I look at my little boy, Judah. I'll tell you a quick story in closing. When I look at him, I think, man, I'm praying for this boy. He still does. I tell him, Judah, don't kick the sand. Ah, he's still kicking the sand. Still doing what he wants to do. And the Lord said to me one day, He said, Jade, are you not like Judah? Do you not do these things where I tell you do not do it, yet you still do it? Does that change my love towards you? See, the Lord is asking you today, do you truly know Him? Do you truly know Him so intimately that even when you mess up, you don't think that He's condemning you? He's out there with a fork to poke you down. But He's out there to say, all I want to do is just dwell in you. I want to dwell with you. I want to be with you. I don't want you just to visit. I don't want you just to come in and check in and then leave. I want you to dwell with me. Because it's from that place, from that foundation, that you can truly say today that I'm living like Christ. That as He is, so am I in this world. That the life that I now live, I live by the faith in God. I live by the reality of the Word of God in my life. See, every single one of you that have come here today, watching this broadcast, you could have been doing anything else, but you've chosen to hear the Word of God. That means God's Word is supernaturally lifting you up, empowering you for success, empowering you for exploits, because you've chosen to dwell and not visit. You've chosen to be so aware of His presence, the reality of His presence, that whatever may come, my God, it has always been and will always be about You. Let the Word of God, of Christ, dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. my urge to you, and I admonish every single one of you to take this word for yourself. To be in such a place with God that wherever you are, whoever you are with, that you wouldn't even need to open up your mouth, that people will recognize that you have been with Jesus. That you've been dwelling in that secret place. That the world recognizes that you must serve the Most High God. The world out there today is looking for answers, and you have the answer. See, one of the answers that Jesus gave, or God gave, was by sending His Son Jesus to die in our place. Was by giving the ultimate. Was by doing the ultimate for every single one of us. So that today we live in victory. So that today we can live as He is. So that today we can experience all the victorious realities of the Word. But if you don't open up that Word, if it's not dwelling in you richly, you will always be ignorant of what's available to you. You see, prosperity is assured by the Word of God, by obeying the commands found in His Word. And that's why there's some details coming on the screen at home, and even in this place, there's some envelopes on your seats. I want you to grab them in your hand right now as we prepare our hearts to give. The ultimate gift was given so that today we can be givers and partakers of more, of the greater. Right now, as those details come on the screen, I want you to hear what the Lord is saying to you. The Word of God has come across strong. I want you to take a seed of dwelling, a dwelling seed, where you say, Lord, today as I sow the seed, I choose to dwell in your house. I choose to honor you with my seed, even in this place. I choose to honor you, and I choose to bring you praise. Father, we thank you as we prepare our hearts to give, that you truly delight in our prosperity. And as we engage the principle of giving today, as we prepare our hearts to give, we thank you for a full, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over harvest that shall come back into our lives. In Jesus' name, bless every seed now as we worship the Lord. In Jesus' name.